Yeah, the next album, the other album that we took a listen to was Samson, the album by Chika. Now I know Pat, you were saying like you knew of her and you heard a song or two, but you wouldn't necessarily consider yourself to be a fan.
I'm not a fan. I don't really know much about her. I know she can rap. I know she's on XXL a couple years ago, and that threw me off because I just knew she could rap. I feel like she in that bag, but she's a female, and if she don't go too gangster with it, it's more like educated type shit. So it's kind of like in a realm of No Name, but I ain't gonna lie, No Name make better music, in my opinion.
Yeah, I give
Real
you that.
shit. Yeah.
I really enjoyed her EP from 2020, I think. Yeah, that's when I learned about her, Industry Games. I actually became a fan of her and learned about her through Tiny Desk, because she got a Tiny Desk from around that time as well, which is also pretty fire as well. I think people would enjoy it. So I definitely would consider myself a fan. This has been a pretty long-awaited project though, for at least since that EP, for people that have followed her. So I don't think it was too much anticipation per se, but I think it's interesting to see, or it was interesting for some people to see where she would go with a full-length project. So there was a bit of excitement to a degree for me, but I mean, we can get into it, and I could talk more about it from that perspective. But first track, she did this weird and interesting thing where her
That
intro
was
is
weird
her
for
second
sure.
track. Yeah, her intro is her second track, and she has an outro as like her fifth track. I don't know what that's about necessarily, but the first track, Overture, with Lin-Manuel Miranda, is cool. If you're looking at the track list, it's confusing because you would think it serves as the intro, but she can rap and she makes that clear on the first track. And I think that that's what you take away from it as a song. But yeah, I would say nothing else stood out outside of like, okay, this is the opening track and you rapping, you giving me a first feel of the album. So I feel like you're gonna continue to show us that you can rap. Like that's what I got from the first song. But how'd you feel?
Oh, this Shakespeare.
It get those vibes.
I was like, that's really all I had to say about track one. I was like, oh, this Shakespeare, like she say, like, and then that ending bar, like she say she know, and then bro start talking again.
Yeah.
That's literally all I have written down is, oh, this Shakespeare question mark. That's cool. She say she know. I ain't expect this. I ain't gonna lie. Like, because I didn't expect track one to start like that. Like, you gave us a whole monologue before she started rapping, then you finished, and it's like it's a performance piece. Like,
Yeah.
and that's cool, but I caught that vibe a lot throughout this project, and I'm like, I didn't know I was walking into a performance piece. Yeah,
I can definitely see that. We can come back to that too.
for sure.
Intro as the second track. I mean, again, I think something that you'll at least that I noticed, and I'm pretty sure people will notice as they listen, is a lot of the tracks are the same, and like it's clear that she got pen. Like it's clear that her pen is cool. That's not a question, but it's almost like so intro is like, okay, we continuing to give bars, but there's not necessarily, I don't see a story building. Like I see consistent themes and I see bars, but it starts to feel like a collection of songs where
You reading off your notebook.
you rapping.
Yeah.
You just rapping, which cool, but I guess I always think an album is an opportunity for you to tell some type of story, to give us something past your skill.
Or if you're not giving us a story, just give us a bunch of vibes.
Yeah.
If it's all vibes, all slaps, all hits, we can't complain.
Yeah.
But yeah, with that being said, bro, track two is a skip. The intro is a skip.
Ooh. But I'm not, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. I'd as more of a fan, I took it like, she rapping. I live with it. But I could see it as a skip for sure. The next one, track three, is a skip for me, though. Easy skip for me personally.
I was like, see, I wasn't trying to just directly call track three a skip because I was like, I feel like I heard like certain elements of this beat before. it just didn't work. Like, she took those elements, mixed it in with a different beat. The beat didn't necessarily work. But I was like, the song overall could be a vibe if, like, this your type of steez. And, like, you probably a woman type shit. I was like, I feel like this song maybe women just would relate more to.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I feel that. Her and Freddie Spaz, though. Track 4.
So how many verses is in this song?
A lot. I think it's four. Like,
I'm like, bro, it's like 5.
Might be because she gives 3. She gave, like, she gave 3 and yeah. Freddie gave 1.
Freddie gave 1 or you gave 1.5? Because he didn't stop.
He definitely didn't stop.
See, that's what I was confused, but I'm like, bro, he kind of gave like 1.5. But I wouldn't expect her to give 3. I'm like, damn, where is Freddie verse at? That third verse, not going to lie, didn't even give acknowledgement to. Skip right through that. Had to get to Freddie verse. I listened to 2 verses, Chica. Come on now. Like, I'm not a fan. I'm trying to get your album some use. Try to get your album some play. Come on now. We gotta get to the meat and potatoes.
It took a while to bring Freddie in on that. Was it worth it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Freddie went crazy.
It took a very long time to bring him in. But I do think that's a standout track, though. I do think that's a standout track for me.
Yeah, no. Out of 20 tracks for sure.
Yeah. For track 5, would it be in an outro? It just like it's quick, it's random, so it's just there. I'm not sure
what honestly
it's supposed to serve, but it's not bad. Like what she's saying works, but yeah, just
random. Me not being a fan, bro. Track 5 was like I said, I only have this small scope of just her, and then outside of this album, I probably only heard like 1 song in passing. So like track 5 for me was like the best track. Out of the 4, like out of those songs, this was like, because it was small, it was concise, it got to the point, and it was smooth. So it was like, you know, this is cool.
I feel that. From that perspective, I definitely could see that. I don't have track 6 saved. It just didn't move me.
That Demi guy, right?
Yeah, track 6 Demi. It didn't move me.
Yeah, she was on her rhyme scheme heavy. Like, for them first couple bars, I'm like, you just not going to switch it? I mean, it worked.
Yeah.
But did it? Like, poetically, it works because you could do it.
Right.
But does it sound good in music?
Yeah.
And I feel like we back to it, but she has this very performance style of rapping. It's poetry. And I believe that's how she first started popping. Like more in like a poetic rapper like type of space.
I mean, by the time I heard her on that Tiny Desk, it was, I mean, she was rapping, but it would not surprise me if her start to that art was in poetry for sure.
Yeah.
I ended up liking Night 4 the more the song went on, track 7. More of the song that I heard, the more I liked it, because I didn't like it initially, but it grew on me like within listening to that track.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I know you're not typically a person that like it. Kind of depends, but songs don't really grow on you. Like you pretty much know in your first 15-20 seconds. So was it a miss out the gate for you?
No, so I ain't gonna lie, I try not to do that too much with this album just because it was longer. So I figured I knew you fuck where. So it's just, so I figured we spend more time on this album. So I tried to give it a listen, bro. And honestly, like I could give the track like an overview, but I don't feel anything towards the track.
Gotcha.
It's more so like I could be like, oh, this like positive Jhené Aiko rapping style, but like with some braggadocious bravado.
Yeah.
Because she's speaking positivity. It's in that Jhené, like even the elements of the song, like with the beat and all that. It's like positive, airy, but it's braggadocious bravado thrown in there too. Like, yeah, no, I know I'm the Carter's rapper, da da da. But like, be great, be light, be at the same time, it's like, that's cool. This is not my type of vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, I get that. Like I said, it had to grow on me, but I can see the indifference for sure. I kind of felt the same about awards. Like I thought, like I might be, I thought we might be getting on a stretch of like this pocket of songs that was going kind of like sound the same and give this vibe for like a 4 or 5 song stretch. And night four and awards felt like that. But
she's talking her shit.
Yeah. Yeah, she was. I think that's kind of what I think I liked what I was hearing more than I felt like it was a. I won't say it didn't feel like a complete song. It just felt like one of those records, like you talking your shit. And I can, you know, respect it for that. But it still kind of didn't like move me though. Like
no, all I had about that track was she talking her shit.
Yeah.
that's really all it was, bro.
Yeah, for sure. Track 9, Mad. It's one of the more commercial beats on the album. I think that makes it playable in a sense. Like if you listening to it for that vibe of like, oh, it's one of those hard hitting beats. And it's just one of those things you could, it probably bump, you know, if you, you know, on some type of system, but it's just one of them type of tracks, like could be a pass if you don't feel like it. But if you in the mood or don't feel like skipping, you ain't going to feel like it's a waste of time hearing the song. That's how I felt when I listening to it.
Talking about 9, right?
Yeah.
Matt, yeah. Her subject matter ain't bad in this song.
Yeah.
I'm just not about to listen to this shit. Like, and I mean, like, she on some positive shit. Like, I fuck with it. Like, this ain't, like, one of those situations where, like, I don't fuck with, like, what you doing. It's like, mm-hmm. I fuck with it. It's just, I just can't slap it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't ride around in this. I don't feel like type shit. And maybe, you know, you feel different or somebody else will feel different, but it's just like, this ain't one of them.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, depending on who you are, you could ride around to it. I don't think that I would.
Yeah.
I don't know where this will fall.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, where would you listen to this at?
Yeah.
And that's why I'm more so like, some songs be like, oh, this is positive. That's cool. But when it's positive and just cool, it's like, all right, you hear it one time, you get the message of the song, where it's like one of them positive songs they play on the radio for like people, you know, to hear and think positive and not think other things that we're not gonna say on here. But yeah, you know, it'd be like that. That's cool. I fuck with the idea. I fuck with the branding, all of that. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, who the fuck is really sitting up listening to this shit? Unless they like need to just consistently sit up and listen to this shit.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, Prodigy and Intermission. So track 10 and 11 for me. This can do without them.
10 was a hell no. Techno rap shit. I don't know what she was on. I liked 11. 11 was good. I ain't gonna lie.
I feel like 11 only don't seem. 11 doesn't seem memorable because 12 stuck out so much that 12 was when I looked at my phone like, oh, what's this? And I didn't even realize 11 had happened. Mm. I'm sure 11 leads right into 12, but it's like, that's how I kind of missed it. So it's more so like it's trash. I just, if it's connected to 12, then yeah, I like 11 because I really like 12. So track 12 show me was one of the standouts. I mean, it's one of the better songs. I also think she's really good in that pocket, oddly enough.
No, for real. Like, I was like, she's in her sexy bag. Like, I fuck with that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a pocket that works for her.
So. It was short. It was concise. It was a vibe. Easy subject matter to follow. She wasn't doing too much rapping. Good song. Download. Easy. You feel me? Yeah. Like, you could throw it in the Serato. You could throw it in the playlist. You could throw it in wherever. Like, it doesn't even matter.
For real. Yeah. Did you like 13? Did you like track 13, Plain Jane?
Yeah. I didn't want to be too nice. I ain't gonna lie. Like, because I was like, damn, I like 11. I like, damn. Like, I don't want to make too many songs on the row type shit, but I fuck with 13. Yeah. It was like a nicer flow, nostalgic beat, Biggie type vibes, yeah. But like woman and it's New York type. Like, I fuck with New York. I fuck with anybody from New York. So like, that's how I started loving hip hop down there. It was New York first and then it went to LA Gangbangers, you know, Bloods, all that.
Oh, Oh, if you know, you know.
If yeah, you know, you know.
No. But no, but yeah, no, that's real. That's definitely the vibes it gave to me as well. Which it was kind of crazy because that, like, so after 13, like 14 tap, I did not like it.
Yeah, 14 was a skip. The beat threw me. Like it wasn't even her. It wasn't her on that track. It was the beat.
Yeah, if that's the beat I'm thinking about, it definitely threw me. It was one beat where I'm like, I don't know what you're trying to do on this, but
that's
this
low key.
Yeah.
Take that back. The beat threw me for 14, but 15 is the one where I say switch the beat and the song would be better.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. 15 was Hurt. Yeah. That's that song right before Snoop type shit.
Yeah. Yeah. So, actually, I think. Oh, I like.
I you like the beat?
No, no. I like. This could be a song that, given a different beat, it could give a right around vibe. I think, to your point about the performance piece, like you said, I think this is one of those where if you were seeing her on the stage, the lights are dim, it's a spotlight on her, and she's crooning this. Like, which is cool, but you could just croon it on something that has more to it that makes it, I won't enjoyable. Say digestible, but it just makes it, it makes it feel a bit better than like the way it sounds and what you're talking about is already sad. So this music, this beat behind it is like just layering it on super heavy, as opposed to if you take this, but then you throw it on something that got some bounce to it, you still hear the words and you still feel that. But it's like, I liken it to like, How Love You Better Is by Future. Like, because of the beat, like that subject matter is still like, it's something you can bump. It's something you can ride to. If he had did something completely different and put some just more depressing music under it, whatever that would look like for him, I feel like it would give these vibes of like the mix of subject matter and the music to accompany it. But yeah, I mean, I downloaded it just because I fuck with the subject matter. That was more so what caught my attention. But I do get your point, though. I do see that. I see. Snoop's interlude is cool. It's short. It ain't too much. He just kind of lead into the next song, Blind. I personally enjoyed Blind. That's track 17. I think that was a subject matter thing, where I felt like I really just liked what seemed to be her message with the song. I don't got too many complaints about it. I think that's probably one of the more well-constructed songs on the album. But yeah, those are my thoughts on 17.
17 was cool.
Yeah.
I like it. I have much to say about it, though.
That's real. I don't think that Brother's Betrayal like did anything for me because I don't remember it.
But then it didn't have like it was her and I think her brother, I guess her brother.
Oh, that's
singing what, on it
like a skit.
And low key, I mixed up tracks because I feel like because she did the outro shit that low key fucked up my number. But no, 16, I didn't like the start. Where it went, it was cool. In regards to Hurt. I mean, 15, in regards to Hurt.
Got you.
I didn't like where it started, but where it went, it was cool type shit. But also, I probably still would like that on a different beat.
Fair.
But, yeah, no, it was, I like the tagline at the end. Like that, when she be saying, and she did it a few times throughout the album, she was like, after saying how she feels, she be like, fuck, I'm delusional. Like, and she had said like that, like, she got done singing and shit like that, and she was like, I forgot what the last line. Let me see. Not gonna play it. Don't want to get copyrighted. But, she said, that's what I say today. She was like, my world's not ending. We'd be okay. She's singing this. That's what I say today. She finished singing, and then quietly, you could hear, fuck, I'm delusional. And I'm like, I fuck with that. Like, cause just as an interlude, it was like, all right, she just sung this positive ass shit. Like, in time, this can go away. Oh, I'm all right with pretending. That's all well. My world's not ending. We'll be okay. That's what I say today. It's like a mantra, like a mantra poem type shit. It's short. Fuck around, be a haiku if I counted the stanzas for real, but no, I'm playing. but it's short. It's like cool type shit. It's like on some like mantra, positive like affirmation that you teach your kid type. I don't know. That's how the type of vibes that it gave. Yeah. But then I fuck with the fuck I'm delusional at the end just because that's how life be. Like, yeah, no, I'm great. I need love. I deserve love. I'm beautiful. I'm great. And then it'd be like, you had your moments where you're like, damn, fuck, I'm delusional. Because it's just balance, bro. Like, you had your moments when you high. You had your moments when you low.
Yeah, nah, for sure. Yeah, yeah. Track 19, Delilah. It was cool. I didn't download it. I didn't save it. It's a cool track though. I mean, it just again, it was one of those tracks that just didn't move me.
It wasn't for me. It was another poetry performance sound to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get Here is an interesting track. I like it though. I don't think it was what I would kind of expected, seeing that Stevie Wonder was on it, but it works. It's cool. Like it's not a. I don't think it's a waste of a collaboration with Stevie necessarily. You think it is?
Niggas keep having Stevie play the harmonica and think that's okay.
You said I need some Stevie vocals, huh?
I'm like, can he not sing anymore? Like, I'll really be wondering. I'm like, if not, I respect it because he's earned the ability to just chill. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He put in a lot of work. He's written a lot of shit. Granted, he can't see, so how he's wrote it, I don't know. But that's another subject matter, you know? Don't worry, I'm here all week. But no, bro, the verses she talking to herself are like the doubtful person, this angelic positive sound, cool. Like, it was a cool song. Wasn't download for me, but it was a cool song.
That's real. I mean, yeah, this is, it's a lot of tracks. It still comes in under an hour. So yeah, it's 20 songs, but it's 54 minutes. I mean, a lot of the songs are short, though, like a little over 2 minutes, if not less than that. So it doesn't make
you wouldn't know that from the first three.
Yeah.
I mean, well, two and three, really.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't make for a long listen, but I think it does. I think it only does in the sense of because it feels so performative, because it has such a performance vibe to it that draws it out, which maybe, you know, artistically for her was intentional. And I don't think that that's a knock for me. It's not a knock to the album. It's just an observation of, okay, like it's not an album for me that like I'm playing all the way through anytime I want to go listen to it or listen to her. But whatever her goal was with the project, like maybe she executed that, but for me, it's just more so about me being able to take certain songs and say, I may be able to find some place for this in my rotation. But yeah, yeah. Top three.
No, I don't have it. I'm not gonna lie. Honestly, I would never play this album again. But no. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna say that. As a whole, I would never play this album again. I am gonna say that. I ain't gonna lie.
Agree.
As a whole, I would never play this album again.
Agree.
Top three, Truth or Dare. That's probably my two. My one would be that song that she had where she was singing on it, which was called She Got Into Her Sexy Bag. Track 12, which was Show Me. And I damn near, it's between either the interlude on 11 or the interlude on 19 for that third one as my favorite. Just because that, like I said, for 19, it was that fuck, I'm delusional, just stuck with me. And then I actually like just how smooth the interlude was on 11.
That's real. Truth or Dare and Show Me are definitely damn near one and two. Also, I think my third would be Blind, though, for me, probably. Yeah.
Surprised you ain't playing joining her.
You know, it's an honorable mention. It's an honorable mention for sure. But yeah, ranking, man, rating. It's a six.
There we go. I was waiting for you to say it. I'm like, it doesn't change. It's a six.
Yeah, it's a strong six. It's even as somebody who's a fan, like it's not terrible music, but I don't think it's a great collection of music. I don't think that it's put together or rolled out as a package in a way that makes it as a project like easily digestible. But you have good songs. You have songs that can fit a few different music pockets. So there's respect there. But as a project, I think it misses the mark of what we usually use as criteria for projects. So yeah, it's a six, man.
Yeah, no, solid six. I could go lower, possibly, to be honest. We gonna rock with six though, but possibly could go lower if you're not a fan of her for real, because it's just like,
yeah,
realistically, how many songs out of them 20 is niggas downloading? And then if we do percentage wise, it's a lot lower than a six, but we not gonna discredit her like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm at less than 50% of
I'm
the
saying numbers. I'm saying, so take that six that we giving Chica on the 20 tracks with a grain of salt.
Hey, man, say man.